Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'd like to continue on in a message I've entitled, What is Your Testimony? John records in the 6th chapter, verse 38, some words of Jesus, and he declared, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." Now, Jesus said that he wasn't going to do his own will, but the Father's will became his will. He came to do his own will, which was to do the will of the Father. His personal will was not contrary to the will of the Father. But what he did in such a marvelous example and demonstration for us is he emptied himself that he might be a pattern to those who would come after them, who would believe and follow him. He did it as an example for you and I, brother and sister. He was showing us how we could please the Father. I know those of you who listen, I know your heart's desire is to be pleasing to the Lord. That's one of my heart's cry, that I might please the Lord in all things. Well, he was showing us how to be pleasing to the Father. Jesus referred to our doing the will of the Father, even as he prayed what we call the Lord's Prayer. Think about that. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. These glorious words, which came from his own lips, assure us that his teachings and his instructions that he gave us, spoken to the world, were the teaching of God the Father who had taught him. And this remains true for us who are the true servants of God. Jesus said in John 15:15, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father have I made known unto you." Verse 16, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Praise God. He has chosen us. Think of that. Beloved, before you were ever born, God had a plan for your life. Before you were brought into this world, he knew you, and he loved you, and he ordained for you to be born for such a time as this. And it doesn't matter how old you are, or how young, or whatever stage or season of life you may be in, God has not just, okay, he loves you, he caused you to be birthed and born into this world, but he doesn't leave you there. There's one that sticketh closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. The problem is that even though he's there all the time, we sometimes, because of, all the emotional turmoil and problems we can go through, we don't recognize him. We don't avail ourselves of the help and the guidance and the instruction and the counsel and the love that he desires to bestow on us. Praise God. Jesus was such a beautiful example for us. Like Jesus, we have to come to the Father and yield our lives totally to his will. Remember, we've not chosen him. He's chosen us. Just as Jesus received the teaching from the Father, we receive it from Jesus so we can declare it to the world. I can do nothing of myself, If Jesus said this and practiced it and taught it, how much more should we do likewise? This is the place that we have to take before Him. And the attitude of heart, if His word and doctrine are to be taught with power, whoever will yield himself or herself to the will of God will be declared to be a son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Think about this. Paul put it like this in Romans 1:4. And he was speaking, of course, of Jesus Christ. And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead, by whom we, beloved, that's you and I, have received grace and apostleship, if you will, well, messengers, if you will, for obedience to the faith among all nations, for His name, among whom are all, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Jesus said in John the 8th chapter, verse 29, "For I do always those things that please Him." And the full verse says, "And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him." And beloved, some of you might be feeling really alone right now, feeling that loved ones are far away, if not in distance, at least emotionally or spiritually, but there's one who's not far from you, and His name is Jesus. He's not left you alone. John 12:49 says, and this is Jesus speaking, "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak." You know, I know there are some of you listening right now, you feel that your efforts or whatever you're doing for the Lord, sometimes you feel that you're so insignificant. You feel that your efforts, your best efforts, really aren't good enough, that you can't see the results of your labors in prayer or in witnessing. And even though you're trying and you're doing all the best you know to do, it seems that there's just discouragement that sets in because you don't see a lot of results. What, beloved, you know, this whole world is centered around results. Even the church world, beloved, let me tell you, all those years we went to ministers' conferences. I mean, it's how big is your church? It's a matter of what can you show in terms of tangible results. How many people have you seen saved? How many people come to your church? How many outreaches do you have? You see, we all want to measure success by outward tangible ways. And of course, certainly that is a way of measuring success. But beloved, there's many things we accomplish in the Spirit of the Lord and for the kingdom of God that can't be measured. How are you going to measure the results and effects of your prayers? Oh, and you see an answer to prayer or someone is saved that you've been praying for, you can rejoice. But beloved, the works that we do, we cannot see many times measured in tangible, physical, measurable results. And as we have just been sharing briefly the things that Jesus said, that He did the things because He loved the Father, we can learn some very significant, deeply significant truths that connect with Jesus' ministry on earth. He spoke, first of all, He spoke by commandment of the Father, and He was a man under authority. And beloved, we speak by the command of the Spirit of God, by our Father, by the Word of God. He was speaking directly the words of the Father. They've been recorded for us, and we have the Bible. And we know that just as Jesus was under authority, we are under the authority of God, the Father, under the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So He spoke by commandment of the Father, and this is a beautiful thought to consider. He was impelled by the necessity of the obedience of love. He said, I must work. Beloved, you love God so much that you want to give your life totally surrendered into God's hands. And thirdly, his life was an unqualified success in the sight of God, his Father. I do always those things that please him. His choice was always for the will of God. And the question is, how is it with your life in the light of these facts? Is the command of God in your testimony? Is the constraining love of Christ the impelling force in your daily service for him? Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, and I would say, Beloved, I am your God and I am with you. And I would say, judge not the works of your own hands. There is much that I have accomplished through your life that you cannot see and you cannot measure. I alone am judge of such things. What I ask of you is to be faithful in what I have called you to do. I ask you to be steadfast and to persevere in the walk that I have placed you on. And you shall know, eternity shall reveal all that has been accomplished by your willingness to be obedient and by your willingness to love me and to lay down your life for my sake, says God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 14 and 10, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Beloved, I want you to be encouraged. Don't look for natural results. I learned a long time ago that all that matters is being faithful to God, and he keeps a very good set of books. He keeps tally of everything. Didn't he say that if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you won't lose your reward? So be encouraged, beloved. It's not as it all seems, but it's the Lord who is watching over everything you do. I love you and I'm praying for you. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.